want answers?
I want the truth!
Then you want Dave Hodges!
The Common Sense Show. You can't dodge the Hodge.
Coming to you from C to C on our multitude of affiliates around North America on KU Band Satellite and around the world on the Internet. Welcome to another exciting edition of the Common Sense Show. Hi, everybody. This is your host, Dave Hodges, and tonight I am broadcasting to you live from the beautiful Mile High City of Denver, Colorado, my hometown. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to be joined by fellow RBN host and fellow News with Views writer, Greg Evenson, as we discuss Greg's growing belief that America has crossed the point of no return and revolution lies in our near future. So make sure that you stay tuned for what I believe will be a riveting interview. But now, let's go to Nashville, Tennessee, and welcome our news director of the Common Sense Show, Miss Annie DeRiso, who brings us the latest news that is conspicuously missing from the traditional networks whose ratings are sinking lower than the Titanic. Hi, Annie. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great, Dave, and I've got some stories that really upset me. I mean, Microsoft is ready to license the Internet. Microsoft is backing it. So the vice president of the Trustworthy Computing wants to open the door for government licensing and, you know, block individual computers from connecting. You're going to have a license of maybe a little card, a SIM card, or a firewall or something just so you can log on. And last time, yeah, they tried to do this. Well, the Democrats were hollering during the last election, you know, that they tried to claim that the Drudge Report was putting out malware, you know, in order to And so they were trying to dictate what people could read by saying that. And if this happens, it'll be just like China.
Yes, where our computers will have a case of political schizophrenia and must be banned from going out to the public. Yeah, you know, I'm sure John Stadtmiller will be first in line to get one of those licenses, right? As I say that tongue-in-cheek.
I think RBN
might become a dinosaur. Well, you know what, Annie, if our guest at the bottom of the hour is correct, and I know that Greg Evenson is a well-reasoned man, this is going to be a moot point anyway.
Well, I mean, they would probably put everybody under scrutiny and say, oh, well, you host a conspiracy talk show. You can't have the Internet. You're conspiratorial.
Yes, our views are dangerous to the general order.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Bill Gates, the man who we heard last week from Dr. Rebecca Carley and Patrick Jordan, the man who's bringing us increased vaccinations filled with sterility-causing chemicals to the third world. So thanks, Bill. Yeah, thanks for jumping to the dark side, and we'll remember you fondly after the revolution.
Well, maybe somebody will accidentally jab him in the butt with one.
Well,
sorry, Dave.
A comment came to mind here, and this I forgot for a second. This is family radio, and I just have to let that slide right on by. But yeah, Bill Gates, Oprah, the whole crew. I'm sick of them. I'm kind of right there with Greg. As people will hear, I'm on the fence. I'm walking the fence, and yes, I'm going to take criticism for it. But I've had just about enough. And it's time for every good American to stand up and say no. And, you know, the bottom line is the purveyors of people that want to control the Internet, Annie, are in need of the Internet more than I'm in need of the Internet or you're in need of the Internet. And so if they pull this nonsense, I can live without the Internet because I can live without their products. I can live without their network television. Anyway, Annie, we're up against our first break. I know we've got a full board of news, and so we get back, we're going to get right down to it and knock these items down one at a time. Stay tuned, everybody. More with Andy's News after a word from these sponsors.
I live my life like this. Go tomorrow.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
At the bottom of the hour, you're going to find out what Greg Evenson means by power to the people. And the people may be on the verge of taking back our government. Perhaps it'll be the Remember November cry that we're hearing among the Tea Party crowd, or perhaps it could be something a little stronger brand of tea. And while we're still able, and while the government still permits us to broadcast, I thought I would just mention to you that if you're not near your favorite radio station or satellite outlet, you can always catch us on the Internet at www.republicbroadcasting.org. And this is for you new listeners who don't know that you can just log on to the homepage and click the Listen Live. Joining us on our newsmaker line is Andy DeRiso. She's the news director of the Common Sense Show. And we just covered the fact that Microsoft and Bill Gates want to take over the Internet and license all of us radicals out of existence. Okay, Andy, what's up next?
Well, this one's just great, too. Children are encouraged to spy. Oh, yeah. Where does that take your brain? They're encouraged to spy.
Well, the Soviet Union, 1950s, yes.
Soviet Union, Germany. Yeah. They're encouraged to spy, photograph, and report on people while patrolling their neighborhoods in a so-called crime prevention game. I mean, here's the internet message that they have on their website. Want to earn tons of cool badges and prizes while competing with your friends to see who can be the best American? Download the Snap Scouts. That's S-N-A-P Scouts, S-C-O-U-T-S. Download the Snap Scouts app to your Android phone. So we're going to have little android kids and get started patrolling your neighborhood. It's up to you to keep America safe. If you see something suspicious, snap it. If you see someone who doesn't belong, snap it. Not sure if someone or something is suspicious, snap it anyway. I mean, what are they, can they honestly be trying to do to our kids?
Does it tell these animal cracker police where they're supposed to send their information to?
Oh, yes. And then someone, I mean, this whole thing sounds like a real stupid NSA trick to me, you know, to, yeah, they want little Kitty Brown shirts. Sure they do. But, I mean, this is going to put kids into dangerous places where they don't need to be going, sticking their nose into something they don't need to sticking it into. I mean, this opens up a can of worms in so many different directions. Who are these little kids to decide this? I mean, if they photograph and send in some gangbangers doing something, and those gangbangers find out which kid it was or saw him do it, we've got a dead kid or kids.
You know, well, you remember the stories that came out of the 1950s from Russia and their school system, in which teachers were trained to get their kids, their students, to spy on their parents and report the information back to their teachers?
Well, they're already doing that.
But how is this different? I mean, if we need any more proof that we're living under a rogue dictatorial regime, if we need any more proof, here it is right here. Kiddies, spy on your parents. Send them to the gulag. FEMA has lots of space available in their barbed wire hotels.
There you go.
Yeah, this is amazing. Well, as you know, Annie, I put out an invitation for this group to come on the Common Sense Show to explain themselves. What kind of crimes, they don't specify that on their website. What kind of crimes are they looking for? Who are they after? How will they recruit the kiddies? How will they dispense the rewards? Obviously, it's not going to come through the parents that they're spying on. And so far,
who did they turn this information over to?
Exactly, and that's what I want to know. But they have not responded to our request for an interview, and we're going to keep this as an open subject and periodically revisit this. Annie, what's the website for that so people can go on there and leave their opinion?
Snap Scouts, SNAPSCOUTS.
Yes, and they do have a comments area there where you can send them your feedback. And I think that Himmler, Goebbels, Stalin, I mean, this is what they put me in the mind of, and I want to encourage as many of our listeners as possible to let these people know how you feel. What I'd really like to know, Annie, and we won't know this tonight, who's really underwriting this project?
Yeah.
Because this goes deeper. This goes deeper than some company just trying to make a quick buck off of kids.
Yeah, and it's a little kitty cartoon type of web page, and, you know, I can just see where kids would just eat this up. Man, they become their own movie.
Exactly. Yeah. And, I stopped broadcasting in the room where my son could hear me because he was repeating me too often.
Oh.
And therein lies the danger for some of these parents. Anyway, what's next on the docket?
Yeah, well, also on this webpage it says, help law enforcement collect evidence in real time. Okay, next on our docket we have students hack D.C.'s electronic voter machines. I mean, it took just 36 hours for a little team of students at the University of Michigan to remotely find and take almost total control over their server software with the ability to change votes on all ballots. They were all modified, overwritten with write-ins. I mean, they got all the passwords, the encryption key, and they installed a back door to let them, you know, get in later and go look to see who voted, and they can change the votes to anybody that they want to. And what's worse, they did it without the officials even noticing for several days, despite the fact that the officials were, you know, looking for these attacks because they had invited all comers to try and hack their great machines. Oh, it can't be done. Well, and despite the fact that the attackers left a signature, you're going to love this, by playing the Michigan fight song after every vote. And they didn't even notice it. Remember back in 06, a Princeton team, you know, hacked the Diebold voter machines back then. I mean, it really does make you wonder what's going to happen in November.
Well,
this many years to fix it.
Andy, we're looking at the polls, and I've already made this comment in previous weeks. We're looking at the polls, and the Marxist communists running our government right now masquerading as Democrats. They're not Democrats, folks. They may call themselves Democrats, but they're Marxist communists. Read what they write. Listen to what they say. And the polls are running against them anywhere between 70 to 80 to 30 to 20, depending on whose polls you're looking at. And if the voting results vary much more than that, then we know exactly what's going on. And then I think what Greg Evenson is going to be telling us at the bottom of the hour truly comes into play.
Well,
a good number of Americans still believe in the democratic process. They still think that the vote will make a difference. Well, we're going to find out, because if very many of these incumbent Marxist communists / Democrats end up keeping their seats, then we know the fix is in, and that I think really the American people need to make a decision on which way they're going to go.
Well, it could really, really push us to the point where some of these people are going to get up off of their duffs and do something.
Well, yeah, I know. I could go on and on about this point, but that's probably fodder for future shows. But the bottom line is, Annie, is that if there's fraud in this election, God help the powers that be. That's all I got to say. That could be the spark that wakes up the sleeping masses. And we know people are waking up one at a time, bit by bit, week by week. People are coming to a realization that all is not as it seems. I think this voter fraud, if it comes out the way that it looks like it's going to, and I suspect it will, this is what I think will set the fuse. And really, you'll see an angry mob. And I would believe, if I were to put a prognosticator on this, and I'm sure Greg and I will get into this later in the hour, if Obama's reelected, along with these Marxist communists like Pelosi and Reid, Katie bar the door. And therein may lie the real reason why the Obama administration is allowing the military to go forward with a 5-year war game. They know what's coming.
I'm afraid people aren't going to wake up until it affects them personally, like they don't get their pension or something like that, you know. It's already affecting the people with losing their houses and their jobs and, you know, not having enough money to put food on the table.
Or the health care. Wait, the baby boomers. When the baby boomers are hitting 60, 65, and they can't get their normal prescriptions, they can't get reasonable health care, there's a doctor shortage, you can't find a doctor to save your life because they've all quit the profession because they won't participate in Obamacare. You know, these are the powder kegs that are individually going to coalesce these groups into one angry mob. And this is honestly, I think, the beginning of it will be this voter fraud that we see. This is a big story. People need to sit up and pay attention. And let me just take an aside here for a second. Everyone talks about Jan Brewer being a hero of Arizona because of her support for SB 1070. Well, that may be true, but she's capitalizing on a popular political agenda. When she was the Secretary of State, before she took over for departing Governor Janet Napolitano, who took over Homeland Security, but when she was Secretary of State, Ernie Hancock, the host of Declare Your Independence, sued her in court and won for not protecting the vote. They counted the votes in secret. They had one person transport the votes from their satellite sites to the main center where they were counted. There was absolutely zero voter security. I mean none. We have none here in Arizona. Joseph Stalin's motto ought to hang over our state capitol. It doesn't matter who you vote for. It matters who counts the votes. And Jan Brewer lost that lawsuit against Ernie, and she continued to defy the court and would not make the changes that the courts called for.
Ooh,
anyway, Annie, we're up against the break. We're going to try to squeeze in a couple more items when we get back. Stay tuned, everybody. More with the lovely Annie DiRiso on the other side.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now, 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. And I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
I just want to remind everybody that we have generic RBN business cards available for only $10 per 100. This includes shipping, free bumper stickers, and a free copy of that classic from Aaron Russo's From America, From Freedom to Fascism. You can get yours by sending a check or money order to 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664, or make it easy on yourself. Call with a credit card during business hours, 1-800-724-2719. And Annie, to put a cap on our last segment we had on the news, I think the Americans ought to take a pledge here. Except for Ron Paul, vote for no incumbent. Don't tell me your old guy is okay. He's not okay. They all got to go. Every one of them. And that way, if we don't see a defeat of 80% of the House of Representatives in November, then we know we have voter fraud. We know that there is no turning this government around through the political process. And then it's time to consider other means.
Well, I think we need to also try and find a way to limit their term, you know, to one term.
One term.
President.
One term, so they don't become America's newest slave class, the corporate slave class.
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay, let's squeeze in another quick story here, Annie.
Okay, the U.S. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, also known as NOAA, is a federal agency, and they're facing a court appearance for refusing to release evidence that would show if data from U.S. satellites was altered to support the theory of global warming after a government website showed thousands of surface temperatures of over 400 degrees Fahrenheit. The downgraded bogus data was knowingly sold all over the world for 5 years. And so it's contaminated all these climate models worldwide, showing global average warming that really isn't there. I mean, the news hit 3 months ago, so we've heard about this, but NOAA still hasn't come up with the data on it. They're saying that they're not going to. So now it's up to the lawyers to file the FOIA request and try to compel the government to stop the cover-up and reveal the truth about this global warming thing. You think it'll happen?
No, I don't, and I'll tell you why. If we go back to last December, when a bunch of college kids hacked into East Anglia University and discovered email documents between the leading proponent, among the leading proponents of global warming, these people were caught red-handed. Not one of them lost their job. Not one of them. Their universities, right to the University of Pennsylvania, all the way to England, every one of these professors should have been dismissed for academic dishonesty. Yet, not one of them was dismissed. Not one of them admitted fraud. And yet, the proof was there. And meanwhile, the mainstream media giving these people a free pass simply doesn't report the truth. Yet we have the emails. So why should NOAA be any different? The whole agenda, Annie, is a thinly veiled disguise to bring us cap and trade, which is the New World Order's claim to our energy base. They want to basically put us back into 1870 and take away our energy, herd us into overcrowded camps in the Agenda 21 philosophy. I don't know how much more clear it can be.
I was waiting for Agenda 21 to fly out of your mouth. I knew that's where you were going to go. Yeah.
Well, God love Cassandra Anderson and all the other people that have brought us this information. By the way, speaking of Agenda 21, I'm meeting with Patrick Wood on Tuesday night. We're meeting for a quick a cup of coffee in the evening after I'm done with my work duties, and he says he has something to tell me. Hopefully that'll lead into another booking for another exciting show with Patrick. And speaking of voter fraud, next week we have on Bruce McDonald from Kick Them All Out. Oh, I love that name, Kick Them All Out. He's got a newsletter and a website. You can Google him, Bruce McDonald. He'll be our guest next week as we do our election preview, as we talk about how the powers that be are going to try to rig the results.
There you go. Listen up, folks. Your time is short. Our time is short.
Annie, your vote. Revolution, it's almost time. It is time. It's past time. What say you, Annie DeRiso?
It's almost time, depending on, like you say, what happens in November.
Yeah, I'm not willing to give another pass for another 2 years while I see our civil liberties continuing to be eroded, which, by the way, I'm on the IRN network tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock Mountain, and they're interviewing me on an article I wrote, News with Views, on the erosion of our civil liberties post-9/11. And I'm not willing to give the powers that be another 2 years to take more away of our time-honored personal liberties and civil liberties.
And we don't know it until they've already done it. You know, they're doing so many of these things behind the curtain.
Yeah, riders to defense appropriation bills. It never ends with these people. And this is why I'm telling you folks, you need to donate to our pledge drive. You need to step up and help keep this great network on the air, because we bring you the truth every week. We bring you information and ammunition that you can take to your friends and neighbors as we try to wake up as many Americans as possible as to what is happening to us and what, if anything, we can do to reverse this. And you can send your pledge by calling into 1-800-724-2719 or writing to us at 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. This pledge drive is ongoing. You can tag it on to your internet subscription to our archives, where you can get all of our great programs 24/7. You can simply pay $10, $20 a month rather than the pittance $1.33 that we ask of our listeners. So there's an opportunity there, folks, to help keep this great network going at networks like ourselves. I mean, we're not the only ones out there trying to spread the word of freedom and basically riding through the countryside, say the British are coming, the British are coming. Folks, it's not the British that are coming. It's the New World Order that's coming. And to tell us all about that, I'm going to ask Annie to stay over, but tell us about that after the break. We're going to come back with Greg Evenson, and I guarantee he's going to rock your boat. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Attention all business owners. Save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Dave Hodges here, and I asked our news director, Andy DeRiso, to stay with us. And I just want to echo our last commercial, News with Views. Our next guest, Greg Evenson, is a writer for News with Views, as am I. And that is also one of the other places you can go in addition to RBN to getting the truth. Greg Evenson is a former Kansas State trooper awarded the Governor's Award for Heroism. He's produced a couple of DVDs that talk about how to get ready for what's coming. He travels around the country where he gives seminars and trainings to concerned Americans about how to survive what is coming. So without further ado, let's go to Kansas and welcome Greg Evenson to the Common Sense Show. Hi, Greg. How are you?
It's just great, Dave. And I tell you, it's wonderful to be with you. Thanks for all that you do.
Well, I appreciate all you do. And I read your article on News with Views, and it took me about 2 seconds to make a decision that we had to bring you on and talk about that. Annie and I were talking in the first half hour. You know, we're kind of both of the mindset that if we see voter fraud in the November election and the vast majority of incumbents are not thrown out on their ear from the House of Representatives, it's time to consider other more drastic means. And I know from reading your article on News with Views, you're right there with us. In fact, you may be a step ahead of us.
Well, I don't know about that, but I will say this to you. Over the last couple of years, there is no doubt in my mind, Dave, that the American people have had it. There's no more mincing words. There's no more dancing around the issue. There's no more looking for excuses wherever you might find them. It's simply time to take this government by the horns and throw this bull on its backside. You reach a point, the old saying is, of diminishing returns, where to do a continuing series of nothing solutions and simply allowing this monster to grow on itself. If you are not willing at this point, Dave, and I know you are, but I mean some of our listeners and other folks, if they are not willing to do what needs to be done at this point, then they're part of the problem, clearly. And I will tell you flat out, they're my enemy. A cultural as well as a fellow a person who occupies space in this country. We don't have room for people who are not willing to say, look, all through our history, men and women have been willing to do what needed to be done at that time to protect real freedom, real liberty, real sovereignty, and the destiny of this nation in a context that is free. If we're not willing to do that, then not only are we cowards, but we simply have relegated our children and grandchildren to something far less, and it's going to be communism, it will be socialism, it will be the kind of thing that we have now, and it's simply unacceptable. I'm willing to do this. I'm willing to go to the mat. I'm willing to do it now so that we have some hope for the future. Without that, we might as well quit.
Well, they already have our hooks in us, and if we let them sink them in much further, we won't have any chance to resist.
That's right.
I wanted to ask you, as kind of a footnote to this interview, have you heard of Operation Red Flag in the five-year war games that are commencing off all three coastlines of the United States?
You know, there has been a continuing, it's almost, I use this word very carefully, it's almost a mystical thing here that this has been floating for months and months and months. And I will tell you that as much as I try to maintain quality contacts with folks within the military and law enforcement, I have to tell you that I have not been able to nail down that this is actually going to come off. The expense, number one, which, you know, like, what's expense if you've gotten trillions and trillions that have been wasted? Number two, there is still an ongoing command and control issue with communications and some issues that you would think weren't even in the mix. Now, that's what I'm being told. I don't have a finger on the pulse of that, but I guess we'll just have to wait and see.
I'll shoot you the emails. The information I have on this comes straight from government documents themselves. The war games, from anecdotal reports I'm receiving, have already commenced off the coast of Southern California. The rest of the country, they're waiting for the environmental impact statements to be concluded. And I can tell you, having been a victim of governmental property abuse, these EISs are a facade, so it's simply a formality. They don't care about the environment or who they endanger. But the reason I brought this up, Greg, is I have a feeling the powers that be know what's coming. Why would we need to keep our military in a state of five-year readiness if they weren't going to be used either for a war or suppression of the American people?
Well, you're absolutely right, and the point cannot be lost, and that's a very articulate way to put it. But the issue that still remains, and I know this, is that law enforcement as well as the military are having some real nightmarish late night issues with how many of the troops can they count on to go against their own people. Even Yeltsin realized that the army in the Soviet Union was not going to move against its own people, not in the way that it had done in the past. And so I guess my thought is, the folks that are planning this, the people that are in charge, have to be asking themselves, all right, preparing is one thing, war games is another. The actual engagement of the American people, armed American people, people who are not going to stand by any longer. It's not just a point, like I've been stressing the last 2-3 weeks, of rebellion. Just saying no, don't pay taxes, don't fund this beast, don't go along with the court rulings and unconstitutional legislation. Simply don't do it. the civil rights movement coined the phrase civil disobedience, and I think that that certainly has its place, especially now. If it did in 1960, it does now. And I believe it had its place in 1960, and it certainly has its place now. Whether or not the police officers in mass, I don't believe they will. I don't believe they will go out in mass, every last one, follow unconstitutional, illegal orders, and detain, arrest, or worse, with American people. I don't think the military will do that either. There will be high numbers that do, but there will be also significant numbers that do not. And the righteousness at this moment, David, of what we're going through, is unlike anything up to this point, where there's been sporadic uprisings and riots in cities and that kind of thing. This is far greater. The line in the sand truly is the November 2nd election. If we do not have a cause that we can say, look, I think there is some hope here, and I'm going to tell you it's going to take a huge turnaround, but if they don't have that, the American people are telling me, so what's left? We have no choice. Even if we don't want to do this, we must.
I couldn't agree with you more. And it sounds like we're all preaching to the choir here, because November 2nd, as you very well put, is the line in the sand as far as I'm concerned. I'm not going to tolerate any more, interesting voting results. If you look at the polls, Greg, I mean, we're looking 70 to 30 minimum of people saying they want these Marxist communists out of power, and you got to believe that two-thirds of the 30 are out of touch and delusional and simply vote what they think is a party line.
That is absolutely right. And, you know, I've tried, Dave, I don't know how many times, I'm driving long distance, and I'm going, how is it possible that thinking Americans, we're supposed to be we have the most advantage of everything, even in the state we're in, of anyone else on earth, and we can't figure this out? Well, there's a good number of us that do have it figured out. We know our history. We know true history. We know what they have done to us over the last several generations, let alone what they've done just in the last few years. This is a combination problem in Washington. This is not simply a Democratic failure. The Democrats have gone more than their share in creating this current situation, but they have been preceded by Republicans who have done the same kind of damage to our structure, to our banking system, and in terms of the abuse through the banking system, and the geopolitical nonsense that they wage every day in Washington. It's all been there. Both parties are responsible, and if they don't get the picture, and if those that are running for office who may well replace them cannot follow through or do not follow through, then I will tell you, Dave, without any hesitation whatsoever, the only thing left to the American people for the continuance of this republic, and I say that only in historical terms, is to take up arms and to take down this government. End of story. That's where it is. Don't mince words anymore. I don't. We're not talking in roundabout terms here. We're not going, shh, don't say anything out loud. I'm saying it out loud. If that is all that is left to us in the next 30 days, then serious consideration must be given. In fact, I don't think there is any other consideration that the government of this country be given an ultimatum. Vacate Washington, and we're going to do it right or else.
Well,
as the devil's advocate, as a devil's advocate, Greg, wouldn't they want that so that they could just declare martial law?
Well, they may well want that, but you know, I don't think the United States government, whether willingly or not, have been real good. Their track record is not real good at fighting insurrection, whether it's Vietnam or any of the other brush wars that we've had in the last 40-50 years. They tire quickly, and the leaders do not have the fortitude, the military leaders, to wage successful war, whether it's against foreigners or, I have to believe, against their own people, and I think they have much less motivation to continue a bloody struggle within our borders. For what purpose? To prove that they've got faster planes, bigger tanks than I do, I think that's a pretty much of a given. But I'm
they don't take it seriously. They
to do it.
I'll give you an example. Okay, Senator McCain is spearheading an effort in Arizona to force myself and 2,000 of my neighbors off of their land without compensation. And when we have tried to engage them in political discourse, they laugh at us. They make fun of us. They don't take us seriously. And I think this is representative of how these people who are so out of touch, I don't think they begin to understand how angry an undercurrent of Americans are.
No, they don't, clearly. The arrogance is beyond reason, is beyond acceptance, and it needs to be crushed. Their arrogance in Washington needs to be crushed. It is not workable. It is a beast into itself. And when you've got a double-talking, no-good tyrant like John McCain, who thinks that he's got a better idea for Arizona, let alone anyone else, then I'm saying, you may be laughing now, but I don't think so in just a few months if things don't change drastically. You know, of course, what happened just recently with the in the last couple of days with the 11 nations that are seeking to sue Arizona over this
legislation. I'm from Arizona, and this has been big news here.
Yes.
And my answer is, bring it on.
Can you imagine? Here, as an Arizona resident, if I were one, I mean, it's insulting enough to me. I live in Michigan, by the way, not Kansas. I used to live in Kansas, but as a Michigan resident, I take great brotherly, sincere sympathy, and more than that, outrage with my fellow citizens from Arizona, who have to put up with this crap in the first place from Obama. And then to think that some of the country, and mostly from South America area, that are wanting to file suit in court, to file as a friend of the court, or however they're going to try and do it, it's an insult beyond anything I can possibly imagine. I would be willing to stand on the steps of your state capitol and say, that's it. Don't come in here. Don't do it.
Yeah.
Or somebody's
what
not going to have a good day.
What right do they have? You know, what right do they have to tell Arizona what Arizona can do with their own constitution?
That's correct.
If this lawsuit truly comes off, Greg, I would be in support of secession from the United States.
Yes. I agree with you. And I think as it becomes more clear as to what is going to happen here in the next 3 weeks, that may be a serious, now I'd say some have toyed with it and have given a heads up to some of those in Washington, but it just hadn't gone anywhere because they said, well, you can't do without our money, you can't do without our support. if I were a governor, I'd be saying, you just watch this and just cut you loose. But if that is not done, Dave, if that is not the approach the states take, let alone the people, why does it fall to the people? In the street, the people that are trying to make just a go of it and maintain their jobs and pay their bills, why does it fall to them and not the state? The state should be jumping all over this, the state of Arizona. And I think they're doing what they can at this moment. But the state of Michigan, the same way. We've got issues that with the Great Lakes here and all of the efforts that they're making to try and make that a U.N. enclave and so forth. And I'm telling you, the first time I see a U.N. boat on the Great Lakes, I'll sink it. You don't have to worry about me rocking boats. I sink fleets, and I will do it with those boats. I will fire upon them. I will sink their boat, and I'll take no prisoners.
You started your show off this afternoon, which I was admit I'm pleased that I listened to, with a story about something that was happening in New Hampshire. In case someone didn't catch your show today, that's listening now, let's go there and tell the listeners what happened in New Hampshire.
There's a couple there, and we don't know all of the background at this point, and I would just say to the people right now, we need to get the full story. But what happened on the face of it is that state officials in New Hampshire walked into a hospital, presented a police presence there, and because a man was part of the Oath Keeper organization and accused of being part of the, quote, Oath Keeper militia, close quote, his child, his brand new, less than 24-hour, in fact, just a few hours old, child was taken from the hospital from the arms of the mother and is now in protective custody by the state of New Hampshire. The only rationale and justification that we are somewhat clear about now is that it was done by a state agency, a child welfare agency of the state. There is some cloudiness as to why that was done. I'm not in any way trying to excuse the action of the state here, especially if it is, as it appears to be, a power grab to take this small child. But waiting on the final reports, I would simply say that even that we don't know the entire story here just yet, this is the kind of power and arrogance that is being exhibited by federal agents who are enticing the states to do their bidding because they want to show the people that they have no choice in these matters. You'll do it our way or else. And I'm saying
sparks are just starting to fly. And we come back from the break. We're going to continue this interview with Greg. Yeah, Dave and Annie will be here to facilitate this. Stay tuned, everybody. More on the other side.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
After the top of the hour, we're going to open the phone lines for your calls and input. That number to call in is 1-800-313-9443. You might want to call in early and reserve your spot. Once again, that number is 1-800-313-9443. Or if you'd rather just send us an email with your comment or question, you can do so at The Common Sense Show, one word, thecommonsenseshow@yahoo.com. Our special guest this evening is former Kansas State Patrolman and fellow RVN and News with Views writer, Greg Evenson. Greg, what was the tipping point for you that led you to write this article?
Dave, I have a, well, it's a lot longer than I like to think, about a 35-year history of being involved in law enforcement. And I will just tell you, and people have asked me, said, Greg, how, as a former police officer, state trooper, how do you justify your rebellious attitude with your former law enforcement role? And it's really very simple for me. And that is that when I enforced the law, I did so as a peace officer. I wasn't an LEO, law enforcement officer. I wasn't a SWAT team member, at least not for many years. And I realized that the responsibility I carried when I was given the badge and credentials and to carry a firearm and so forth, that it was a huge responsibility for me to make sure that every step of the way I was presenting myself to the public as a believable, a credible, honest representative of government, the best of government, and to enforce laws that were both constitutional, sensible, and for the greater protection of the people that I was dealing with. It had nothing to do with political agendas or enforcing some kind of police state apparatus. It was doing that which made sense to anyone out there. So when it began to morph in the 80s and certainly in the 90s into a mission essential military mindset type of a police function, it became increasingly difficult for me to associate with that and be a part of that, because I saw what was happening to the relationship, that special relationship between community police officers, even state troopers, and local citizens. I played softball with people from all over town. I sat in church with people from all over my community, my area. I went to funerals of people that we all commonly knew, and we wept together. It was not something that that I was not a part of, that I didn't have a special relationship with. And when that changed, I realized that fundamentally I could no longer support that. I could no longer be a part of that, and so I resigned. And that has never been I never thought that was a mistake. Only in the sense that I wish that maybe I could have, if I'd known what was coming, I would have stayed in long enough to be a stealth officer that when times got tough, I could maybe be a part of doing something good for the people again at the most critical moment. But at 60, going on 61, I'm too old to have maintained a position in that. But as a result of all of that, and looking at where they are steering us, I said, no, I know this beast from the inside out, and there has to be people like me that are willing to do what we're doing
and there are.
Call it the way it is.
And there are, Greg. And when we come back from the break, we're going to open up the phone lines and we'll continue this dialogue on what lies next for America. Stay tuned, everybody.